You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and happy Wednesday. Today is the first day of July 2020, and it also is a celebration of sorts. It is now our 25th episode today. So going to give ourselves a little pat on the back, and thanks for tuning in and being a supporting listener. Be sure to share today's podcast with as many people as you can. We would greatly appreciate that one from you as a little token of appreciation for our 25th episode. So with that, we've got a great episode in store for you and a little bit of news and headlines as well. I am Scott Ponywaz. I am the host of the Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights Podcast, as well as the publisher of callputstrike.com. I should also point out one of the new articles that just went live today. We actually have a collection of books for your summer investing and finance reading list. So as we head into the 4th of July weekend, a great list of books to add to your reading list and crack open or drop into your Kindle or pull up on Audible, whichever's clever for you. So again, head over to callputstrike.com. That's on our homepage right now. It's our sort of top list of finance and investing books for your summer reading list. So a little bit of an extended intro there for our 25th episode. But let's dive into today's financial news. Couple of the headlines include Tesla being considered now the most valuable car maker in the world, and Pfizer has a COVID-19 vaccine that begins to show promise. So let's dive into today's financial news for July 1st. Wednesday brought with it the start of a new quarter, which has started off strong as well. The Dow Jones rose by 0.16%, the S&P 500 by 0.7%, and the NASDAQ by 0.98%. Tuesday closed the second quarter of the year with a rally. This was the best overall quarter since 1998. Second best one in recorded history as well. From April to June, the S&P 500 rose by a near 20%, while the Dow Jones increased by 17.5%, and the NASDAQ closed off the quarter up 30%. Not a bad quarter. Unfortunately, there was a lot of downtrend that made that possible at the front end of the quarter. Jumping into news with Pfizer. So Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has shown significant progress in its trial phase. It has been proven that the drug is safe to use on humans, and it produces certain antibodies that fight against the virus. Although positive news, it is likely that a vaccine will not be available until 2021 at the earliest. The United States experienced 47,000 new cases on Tuesday, which is a new record for the United States. Pfizer's stock was up by over 5% at today's opening. ADP released a report showing that 2.37 million jobs were added back in June from private employers. This is lower than the anticipated 2.95 million increase in jobs. However, it is much higher than the over 3 million job losses America suffered in May. JP Morgan Chase reported that credit and debit card spending has decreased from its recent high levels. At the peak of June 21st, card spending was down by 9.6% from its level last year. As of June 27th, card spending was down by 12.9% from last year. Jesse Edgerton of Chase stated in a note, quote, The pullback appears surprisingly widespread across states and demographic groups and has only been moderately correlated with the resurgence of COVID-19. A wide range of states have seen at least a slowdown in spending growth in the last week or two. Texas stands out with a particularly notable pullback, but states like Arizona, Florida, and South Carolina are closer to the middle of the pack in their change in spending, even though they have also seen virus cases rising rapidly. Again, that's Jesse Edgerton of Chase. Moving on, Tesla has recently achieved the title of the world's most valuable car maker. Shares traded above $1,100 in early trading today. The market cap of the company is now close to $208 billion. According to Oppenheimer, quote, "We believe the depth of demand, pricing, and manufacturing margins are the key concerns short-term for investors on Tesla shares. We expect deliveries to be in line or ahead of consensus for 68.3 thousand vehicles in the second quarter of 2020, end quote. Macy's did not release forward guidance along with its results for the first quarter. This, in turn, caused their shares to fall by 2.8%. Not looking good for the retailer. Manufacturing activity in the United States has hit its highest level since April 2019. The ISM U.S. Manufacturing Index rose to 52.6 in June. This is compared to May when it was at 43.1. This is the highest that the index has been since April 2019 when it was at 53.4. This figure shows that the economy is now starting to expand again for the second straight month in a row. And that wraps up today's financial news segment. Give us a quick minute. We'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors, and we will dive into little market insights and trend on protecting against inflation. Hang tight. Be right back. And welcome back to the second half of today's episode of Call Put Strike, Daily Financial News and Insights. Second half of the episode, we are going to dive into how to protect against inflation. So the cost of living has been steadily increasing every year. This is due to many factors, one of which being volatile market conditions. Inflation is tricky to deal with because there's no predicting how much it will increase from one year to another. However, there are a few methods that you can use to protect yourself against it. And before we get in, obviously, we have to mention our little disclaimer. So we run through that one at the very tail end of the episode. So we're not given financial advice per se. So that being said, listen to that one at the tail end of the episode. So one of the first areas or methods that you can use to protect yourself against inflation is investing in real estate. So holding real estate to protect against inflation tends to be a long-term project. Although there are temporary downturns in the market, real estate tends to become more valuable with time. Sometimes the value of the real estate actually increases faster than the inflation rate. Having a rental property is good protection because you are usually able to raise the rent each year so as to match the inflation rate. Real estate is also a good investment because in the end, you'll have a property that is ideally worth much more than you originally paid for it. And there are definitely many other ways to invest in real estate without actually owning a property. And with that, I recommend checking out the callputstrike.com website and finding this article there. Also, a link in the summary of today's episode. So the second is to focus on short-term bonds. A fixed income bond will pay the same amount every year. If, for example, this amount is $3,000 per year, that may sustain you for now. However, will it be enough to sustain you in 5 or 10 years? Investing in short-term bonds is a good idea because there is less impact on inflation. Once the bonds have matured, you can then withdraw the money and invest in new bonds. These new bonds will likely have a higher rate of return than your previous ones since inflation also increases interest rates. So being locked into a long-term bond will keep the interest rate safe and consistent, but it will also never increase. Purchasing new short-term bonds will help ensure that you are catching up to the inflation rate. So another is to add stocks to your portfolio. Stocks are better protection against inflation than bonds, primarily because they pay the investor a dividend in many cases. Bonds, on the other hand, tend to pay a fixed amount. This means that the payout of a bond will not increase to meet the rising inflation rate. As company grows, its dividends will increase in value. If the company is growing at the same rate as inflation, then its dividend payout will correspondingly increase. You can use this increase in dividends to negate the effects of inflation on your living expenses. The last one we'll cover here is fixed expense payments. So the final way to help protect against inflation is by locking in your fixed costs. By doing so, there is less of a question about how much you need to pay each month and more certainties. These expenses that you can lock in include things like your mortgage, student loans, or car payments. These expenses all fluctuate depending on their interest rate. Fixing the interest rate on these items will allow you to know that these expenses will not raise with inflation. The interest payments will stay exactly the same and will not fluctuate with the economy. So locking in your interest rates is a good idea if you suspect that the inflation rate will rise significantly in the near future. And that wraps up today's trends. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. That wraps things up here for our 25th episode. I wish I had some celebratory music to play here, but I would appreciate you sharing the word of Call Put Strike with as many folks as possible and helping us grow the awareness of both the podcast as well as the news website. Also, don't forget to head over to callputstrike.com and check out that summer reading list with a number of great investing and finance books to add to your tote bags on the beach as you head out for the 4th of July weekend. Reminder, we will not be recording on Friday or publishing on the weekend. So join us again tomorrow night and have a great evening. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, You are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.